You were not born into this world to please yourself. You were born into this world to please God with your body, with your life. And the Bible says that this is the reason that God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for you, to die for me, so that I would become free in Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. As a young man, Raul almost destroyed his life with selfishness and sin. Then the Holy Spirit brought him to his knees and began the work of bringing him to Christ. For Raul's inspiring testimony, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 for a free DVD of Raul's story. Today, as Raul continues our series focused on the dangers of unchecked sin, we'll get a caution from the infamous life of Samson. You'll see that like him, every believer has been set apart by God and called to a life of freedom and power in the Holy Spirit. Raul will give us encouragement to avoid Samson's mistakes and break free of the sin that's holding us in bondage as we choose the salvation of Christ. Here's Raul Reese now with part one of the message, Flirting with Sin. If you have your Bibles, join us now in Judges chapter 16.
I was thinking of starting this evening by a little bit of a story that I've shared in many crusades I thought it was real important because the story is a real story. It's not just a myth. Somewhere in Asia, they have a favorite appetite for monkeys. And the way they catch these monkeys is a very unusual way. Literally, they cut down coconuts, and they take the coconut at the center, and they drill a hole, and then they empty the coconut of its milk. And then what they do is they put rice in the coconut, and then the coconut is set next to the palm tree. And the hunter goes away and waits for the sound of the coconut. As this little monkey begins to come down near the coconut, he comes down and he looks in and he sees the rice. As he looks into the rice, he takes his little hand and he sticks his hand in the little hole down into the coconut and grabs the rice. Upon grabbing the rice, he makes a fist. And because he has a hole of the rice and he can't get his hand out, he begins to beat the coconut against the tree. That actually sets the alarm for the hunter to come and get his monkey. The monkey will by no means let go of that rice. He is willing to give his life for the rice. There's a lot of you here tonight, like that monkey, that all you have to do tonight is open your hand to be set free. But because of pride and because of the habits of sin that have holding a grip in your life, some of you tonight are willing to give your life to Satan. This evening, I would like to speak to you about the problem with flirting with sin. At this particular time, the text that I'm using is from the book of Judges, chapter 16. It's a book where we find in the book of Joshua, where the people of God were not only having great victory, as Joshua was leading the people of God into this victory. Actually, they were into the second generation, and as the generation came to an end and Joshua passed on the baton to somebody else, which really there was nobody else to really run for Joshua, even though that generation of godly men and godly women had come to the place of reading the Word of God and obeying the Word of God, they came to a place, to the third generation, where they did not pass on the Word of God. And the book of Judges begins in chapter 2, verse 10, by these words. And there arose a generation that did not know the Lord. I believe that we are living in that generation that does not know the Lord. I also know this evening that there are here some of you, or many of you, that will be able to relate to this great chapter, but most important, to the man that the chapter speaks about. His name is Samson. I think just about every one of us has heard that name before. Either we've heard it through Sunday school teachings, or we have watched on television the movie Samson and Delilah. We're very familiar with the movie and the story. The story begins also in the book of Judges. Even like our days, it is used three times in the book of Judges where it says this. He says, and everyone that did what was right in their own eyes. Everyone had their own philosophy. Everyone had their own life. Their life was not governed by God. Everybody did whatever they felt like doing. It was a philosophy of humanism. We see that today. Even though we're living in the last days, and surely we see that these are days of evil, there seems to be that there are people that have no conviction today. Just the other day on television, they were showing how this supermarket was robbed by two individuals. And they cold-heartedly, not only did they not get any money, but they cold-heartedly murdered the men behind the counter. This is the kind of generation that we're living in. A generation where we have been able now not to walk safely in any one of our streets. We have to put bars on our windows to protect ourselves from people breaking into our homes. And yet, it seems that people do not care really by turning to God even this evening. Here in the book of Judges, we see those events, especially in the life of Samson. God saw the condition of men. And not only at this particular time, but we see it even today in our own time. And this is why this evening you're not here because somebody brought you, but you're here by divine appointment of God. I really believe that with all my heart. As we see in the 16th chapter of the book of Judges, we see a man by the name of Samson. His name is an interesting name. It means son, or literally it means the house of the sun. The name came from the city of Beth Shemesh in the Old Testament. Samson is quite an individual. Lockyer, one of the great men that writes on the characters of Samson and other men, he writes this about Samson. He says, Samson stands out as a man of striking contrast. He had a kind of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde Bean. Number one, he was separated as a Nazarite, yet tempered with evil associations. Secondly, he was occasionally spirit-possessed, yet he yielded to carnal appetites. Thirdly, he appeared childish in some of his plans, yet was courageous in battle. Fourthly, he was mighty in physical strength and yet weak in resisting temptation. Fifthly, he had a noble beginning, but a sad ending in his life. He started like a Hercules and he ended up like a puppet. And there are some of you tonight just like Samson, where sin has taken a grip of your life. Just like that monkey, when he stuck his hand into that coconut and grabbed the whole of that rice, some of you are holding on to sin. And sin is destroying you. And eventually sin will kill you. It's so important that we realize that even as John the Beloved in John 3:16 said, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever would believe it in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is the hope tonight that Jesus Christ brings to each one of our hearts. As a matter of fact, Samson failed to learn to discipline himself in controlling his own desires and appetites in his life. The proverb declares this: whosoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. You see, if God is not controlling your life, if you haven't submitted your life to Jesus Christ, then you're being controlled by satanic powers. These are the things that are overruling your life. There is no possible way that God will ever force himself into your heart or will force himself to control your life. It has to do with the will, your will. Your will has to be submitted to the will of God if you want God to control your life. And this is the reason tonight that there are so many people in bondage. A lot of times young people and even older people don't understand the result of sin in their lives. Yes, I will tell you, sin is fun, only for a season. And then comes the judgment, the Bible says. We will learn a lot from Samson's life about sin. Let me begin this evening by reading from the 16th chapter of the book of Judges. As Samson now is not only an adult and he has already had a life of not only God's Holy Spirit living upon his life, but Samson was a very strong man, a man with great charisma. As a matter of fact, listen to how the story begins in chapter 16, beginning with verse 1 of the book of Judges. He says, "And then Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there and went into her. And when the Gizites were told about Samson that he had come there, they surrounded the place and they laid in wait for him all night long at the gate of the city. And they were quiet all night long, saying, 'In the morning when it's daylight, we will kill him.' And Samson laid low until midnight. And then he arose at midnight and took a hold of the doors of the gate of the city and the two gateposts and pulled them up and the bars and all. And he put them on his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron, about 38 miles away." The first thing that I see here in verses 1 to 3 is the man Samson. The first thing I see about Samson is that he is a man of great potential. There are some of you here tonight that have great potential in life. But some of you are ruining your life because of sin. Think of the talents and the gifts that God has given to each one of us and blessed us with. You don't have to give in to sin tonight. As a matter of fact, some of you, one day because you will not listen to what God has to say to your own hearts, you'll sit one day as you become older or when sin has become ruin in your life. And you'll look back and you'll say, "Man, what I could have been." How sad and how tragic. When you can say, "Look what I am today for Jesus Christ. Look what I can be if I only submit my life to Jesus Christ. Look how God can use my life." I look at so many young people today with such potentials like Samson. They're handsome. Some of you young ladies are beautiful. You have everything going your way. I mean, everything that you want, that your heart desires, you have, and yet you're empty. Some of you tonight are playing with drugs. You're playing with alcohol. You're playing with sex. And you're saying, but yes, I like partying. I like being with my friends. Hey, I don't blame you, but understand one thing. It's only the beginning of a life of destruction. There's nothing wrong with having fun and being with friends. It's the consequences when you take drugs. It's the consequences when you drink. It's the consequences when you have sex apart from marriage. You reap the consequences of your sin. It's so important that we learn from Samson. Because here was a man that not only he was handsome and he was tall, but he was strong. And the Spirit of God was over his life. And yet Samson could not keep his passions down. Samson would give in to his passions. Samson would give in to sin. And Samson had so much potential in his life. The gifts and the talents that God had given to him. Even here tonight, there are so many of you that have great, great potential where God can use your lives. Some of you are here and you're going through a divorce. Some of you through a separation. Some of you, your home is just about ready to break up. And the reason is because Jesus Christ has not been the king of your life. You haven't submitted your life to God. This is why it's so important to understand that every one of us, God gives us great potential in our lives to be used. Let me read to you some of the great godly characteristics that I see in the life of Samson. Number one, Samson was chosen by God, even as God has chosen you from the foundations of the world. But you see, God doesn't force himself upon any one of us. You have to come to the place in your life where you see that you're destroying yourself and you can call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. The Bible says that. The Bible says in the book of Revelation 3:20, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man open the door to their hearts, I'll come in. If you invite me, I'll come in and we'll fellowship together." But he cannot come in until you submit your life to him. That's why it's so important that you understand tonight that Jesus Christ chose you. You didn't choose him. He chose you from the foundations of the world, even as Samson was chosen by God. In Judges 13:3 it says, "And the angel of Jehovah appeared to the woman and said to her, 'Indeed now you are barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son.'" And that son would be Samson, and God would use his life. God had chosen Samson even as he's chosen you tonight for his glory. But a lot of you tonight are destroying your lives because of sin. Secondly, Samson was blessed of God. You cannot help it when you come to God that he blesses you. He blesses you with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. When you submit your life to him, your life belongs to him now. And he can begin to pour out his blessings upon your life. It says in chapter 13 of Judges 24, "And so the woman bore a son, and he called his name Samson, and the child grew up, and the Lord blessed him." And I can see how God now has blessed my life, and I tell you what, there's nothing in the world that wants me to ever go back to my old life. Nothing is worth it, because eternity is so important, even for some of you tonight. Thirdly, Samson was anointed by God through his Holy Spirit. In chapter 13, 25, it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him at Manat and Dan and between Sora and Eshkadal." And then in chapter 14, 6 and 19, it says, "And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he tore the lion apart." Not only did he tear apart the lion, but then later on he tied up 300 foxes, and then he lit the straw in their tails in fire and sent them on their way as God's Spirit would come upon the life of Samson. And then again we see fourthly that Samson, not only did the Spirit of God come upon his life, but listen carefully, this is so important, that as the Spirit of God would come upon his life, then the Holy Spirit would empower him even not only to kill the Philistines, but also to come to the place where he trusted in God's power, and for one day the power of God not to be there because of his flirting with sin. Think of how many times many of us here tonight have tempered with God's Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit has called upon us. Jesus himself in the Gospel of John chapter 16 verses 6 to 8. He says that the purpose of the Holy Spirit was to come and to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because the world did not believe in Jesus Christ. Of righteousness because by repenting and coming by faith to Jesus Christ, by believing in him, I can be righteous in him. I become a rightness with him. And then of judgment, because the prince of this world, Satan, has been judged. You see, God has done everything under his power to save you. If you ever go to hell, don't blame God for it. The Bible says that hell was not made for men. The Bible says that hell was made for the devil and for his demons. God made heaven for man. And the only way you can go to heaven tonight is by repenting and coming to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as you put your full trust in him. That is the only way that can happen.
We'll explore more of Samson's life next time, but for today, we hope you've been challenged to consider your own personal response to God's salvation and his calling over your life. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Now, if you'd like to review today's message, we'll be glad to send you an unedited copy for a donation of any amount. Just call 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's lesson titled Flirting with Sin. To help guide you in recognizing any areas of weakness that are hindering your relationship with the Lord, we'd like to tell you about a resource titled Sin, the Root of All Evil. It's a booklet that provides more biblical insight into several common pitfalls of compromise and will show you how to stand firm against temptation as you commit to obedience before the Lord. Get in touch with us to purchase this helpful booklet titled Sin, the Root of All Evil. We'll send your copy for a gift of just $7.95 plus shipping and handling. To place your order, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. Our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Now, for additional spiritual support from all of us here at Somebody Loves You Radio, be sure to follow us on Instagram. You'll get encouragement by photos and video clips that celebrate the Lord's love and power at work through this ministry. We're committed to encouraging and supporting you in your walk with God, and we welcome your feedback on how these programs are helping you. And when you get in touch with us, be sure and share any prayer needs that you have as well. Somebody Loves You Radio is supported through listeners like you, and your tax-deductible donations help keep these broadcasts on the air. Thanks so much for your partnership. Well, on behalf of all of us at Somebody Loves You Radio, we hope you have a wonderful weekend and will join with God's people in worship on Sunday. And join us again on Monday as we continue with more on this six-week series on unchecked sin. Delving deeper into Samson's downfall, you'll see how even the most subtle spiritual compromises can have painful consequences when they're allowed to progress. Here's Raul now with a final comment.
Another thing I see about Samson is that Samson was a Nazarite. He was never to cut his hair. He was never to drink anything that was fermented. And God wanted him to be fully committed to Him. This is the desire of God for every one of us tonight. Why? Because we were made in the image of God. You were not born into this world to please yourself. You were born into this world to please God with your body, with your life. And the Bible says that this is the reason that God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die for you, to die for me, so that I would become free in Jesus Christ.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.